Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And during the May 5 election, three school districts in Tuscola County will ask voters to approve a ballot request. The Cass City Public School District, which is in Tuscola County, Huron, and Sanilac counties, are asking for support to borrow $10 million by issuing general obligation unlimited tax bonds. The funds will be used to erect, furnish, equip additions to school buildings, remodeling, furnishing, and refurnishing, and equipping and re-equipping school buildings, including school safety and security improvements. The funds will also be used to install instructional technology, preparing, developing, and improving athletic fields and facilities, playgrounds and sites, and purchasing school buses. The estimated millage that will be levied for the proposal bond is 1.16 mils to be paid back over 24 years. The levy works out to be a zero mil increase over the prior year's levy. The estimated simple average annual millage anticipated to be required to retire this bond debt is 1.47 mils. On a home with a value of $80,000, the levy would be about $58.80. USA Schools, the Union Sebring Area School District, which is both Tuscola and Huron counties, will be asking voters to support a sinking fund proposal. The request will be for a levy not to exceed 1.10 mils for 10 years. Some of the things a sinking fund can be used for is land purchase, construction or repair of school buildings, for school security improvements, for the acquisition or upgrading of technology, for the acquisition of student transportation vehicles, for the acquisition of parts, supplies, and equipment used for the maintenance of student and transportation vehicles, for the acquisition of vehicles, and all other purposes authorized by law. The Mayville Community School District will ask voters to approve the standard operation renewal of a non-homestead tax against all property except principal residence and other property exempted by law. Passage of this millage is necessary so the district can receive per pupil state funding, which pays for operations. The levy request for this is 16.1589 mils for 6 years. If approved, it is estimated it would generate about $1.1 million in revenue. A similar request was defeated by voters last year, even though it is a standard request to fund a district. The district is in both Tuscola and Lapeer counties. And ice rescue operations on Saginaw Bay are being hampered as both airboats and the U.S. Coast Guard stationed Saginaw River and Essexville remain out of commission. Mechanical failures with the vessel's fans have sidelined the boats while inspections continue. The station is also dealing with staffing shortages, forcing reduced hours of operation from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Officials say these issues have temporarily limited the Coast Guard's response capabilities in the region. When we come back after this Bresky Builder sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom looking at our national news. Mississippi River water levels alert. Hydrologists issued a report today regarding fluctuating water levels on the Mississippi River, which are affecting barge traffic and agricultural exports. Following a period of erratic rainfall, some sections of the river have reached near record lows for February. The Army Corps of Engineers is conducting emergency dredging to keep shipping lanes open. If levels continue to drop, the cost of transporting grain and fuel could rise significantly, impacting food and energy prices across the Midwest. And in our international news, Spain and Portugal hit by third storm. A third major storm in 2 weeks has struck the Iberian Peninsula, bringing heavy rain and high winds to Spain and Portugal. The series of storms has caused widespread flooding and has been linked to several deaths across the region. Meteorologists are tracking the system as it moves towards Central Europe. Local authorities have issued red alerts for coastal areas, warning of dangerous storm surges and the risk of landslides in mountainous zones. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And we've got your precision weather coming up here in just a moment, taking a look at our current conditions. We are looking at 28 degrees, overcast skies, humidity 65%, winds are 15 out of the west, gusting to 20, and wind chill still holding around 16 degrees. And this just placed on my desk. We do have one cancellation for this evening. The Caseville Eagles closed and no bingo due to water main break, and that is for today. Once again, Caseville Eagles is closed and no bingo due to a water main break.